Good evening and welcome to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. I'm Jewel Gear and we are ready for first pitch. It's Alvin Guzman batting from the right side and Omar Medina, the lefty. First pitch of the game, misses a little low ball one. First pitch is at 5:01. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, O'Neill Perez. 5:01 first pitch. 87 degrees. Feels a little bit warmer than that. The 1-1 misses low ball two. But there is a decent breeze blowing out towards left. There are some clouds in the sky, but no shadows on the field. 2-1. Fouled off. First base side over the grandstands. Guzman calls for time. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody on, nobody out to start off this ball game. Nomar Medina, the southpaw, is on the mound, just 20 years old. Infield shading slightly to the left. Here's the pitch. Misses low ball three, was a breaking ball. Catching for Medina today, O'Neill Perez. At third base, Justin Bench. The shortstop is Jose Ramos. Second base, Dylan Rosario. And at first, Andrew Cachel. The 3-2 outside ball four. Alvin Guzman draws a leadoff walk to start off this ball game, and he is not the guy that you want to walk and give a free pass, especially with nobody out. He is the leading base stealer for the Rawhide. 26 stolen bases. That is good enough for second in the California League. All right, here is Yancel Luis. Just his third game with the Rawhide. He's only 18 years old. Runner takes off in the first pitch. It's a breaking ball called strike. The throw to second. It's in time. Nice throw by Perez. Only the fourth time this season that Guzman has been caught. A really good throw is on the right side of the bag. And the second baseman, Rosario, in a perfect position to retrieve the throw. So all of a sudden, one down, nobody on. The pitch to Luis is swung on and missed. 0-2 count. Luis is 4-for-8 so far. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. He strikes out on three pitches. The second out of the inning. Finishing off the defensive alignment for the Giants in left field, P.J. Hilson. Center field, Turner Hill. And in right, it is Tanner Otremba. Here's Raquelman Cabral, the switch hitter batting from the right side. Southpaw delivers. Misses a little low. So Medina does not throw very hard. He doesn't have a hard-throwing fastball, but he has a lot of breaking balls. We'll see that pretty much all game long, something off speed. The 1-0 fouled off. For example, that pitch was just 79 miles an hour. The last one just 78. The pitch. Hard ground ball, one hopper to the third baseman. Bench has it. The throw to first in plenty of time. Despite the leadoff walk, it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Medina. Scoreless going into the bottom of the first. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Jose Cabrera on the mound for the Rawhide. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. Cabrera at the ready, batting from the left side for the Giants is Turner Hill, the center fielder, right versus left matchup, infield shading to the right, third baseman is in. First pitch from Cabrera, swung on, ground ball to the second baseman, Fernandez gobbles it up, throw to first, one away. One pitch, one out for Cabrera. Catching for him today is Kenny Castillo, followed by the third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. The shortstop, Yancel Luis, second baseman, Jose Fernandez, and at first, Julio Carrion. From left to right, Anderson Rojas, Alvin Guzman, and Johan Benitez. Diego Velasquez batting from the left side, one away, nobody on in a scoreless ball game. Cabrera delivers a pitch a little low and out. Infield remains shading towards the right side, no shift in the outfield. 1-0, swung on, one hopper to the shortstop, Luis fields it on the outfield grass, throws to first for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for the catcher, O'Neill Perez. Perez will bat from the right side. By the way, calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Tatum Littleton, and on the bases is David Sabal. Infield shading to the left and the pitch. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a strike. So I guess Cabral will come in just a little bit. No, he's going to go back. I think that he believes that it's a bluff by Perez. 0-1. Bouncing ground ball. Third baseman Cabral comes over trying to cut it off, but then he gets in the way of the shortstop Luis, and the ball goes into left field. Not the slowest hit ball you'll see, but definitely not hard hit. Bouncing ground ball, the third baseman, Cabral, trying to cut it off. He was unable to do so, and then when he did that, he got in the way of the shortstop, Luis. We haven't seen a hit or an error up on the board. That's a really tough decision. I mean, it wasn't hit hard enough to be a hit, but do you give the error to Cabral or to the shortstop? The pitch to the cleanup batter, Cachel, misses in, it's a strike, but the thing is it hit the chest of the shortstop Luis, so I would assume you want to give the error to him, but they're going to give it a hit. The pitch is fouled off, runner took off, but Perez will have to go back to first base. So again, they are going to give it a hit, first hit of the day. So unfortunate, because you don't want to train a third baseman to not cut off a ball like that, but he probably should have just let the shortstop get the ball, because it was going to be a rather easy play when a catcher is running. And the pitch is a hard ground ball. Second baseman Fernandez trying to backhand it. He bobbles it, and everyone is safe. That'll be another hit. Back-to-back infield singles for the Giants. Tanner Otremba batting from the right side. There are two outs. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. And the pitch. Breaking ball that misses a little low. Otremba batting 268 this season. Runner on second is Perez, on first Cachel. Infield shading slightly to the left, and the pitch. Runners take off. It misses low. The throw to second is not in time. He's safe. A double steal. And now two runners in scoring position. 2-0 count to Otremba. Misses inside ball three. Is outside ball four. The bases are loaded and the ball has not really left the infield. And Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will come out and have a conversation. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Cabrera not pitching poorly at all. Remember, two ground outs to start off this inning and then a ball that was ruled a hit but really should have been an out, could have been an out, and then a somewhat hard hit ball, but it was up the middle. Fernandez just wasn't able to keep the ball in his glove. And then a four-pitch walk to Otremba. Bases are loaded, two outs for Justin Bench. He's the newest addition. He joined the Giants on Friday, and he's been hitting really well. First day, he went 4-for-4. The pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1. 4-for-5 in the last 2 days. The pitch, low in the dirt. Nice stop by Castillo. This is the first time we're seeing Castillo behind the plate for the Rawhide. He's been the designated hitter the last 2 days. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One, two. A line drive towards right field. Benitez takes one step in, makes the catch, and that will end the inning. Cabrera gets out of it. The bases were loaded with two outs, but we're still scoreless. Second inning coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Gavin Logan leads it off for the Rawhide in the second inning. Designated hitter batting from the left side takes the ball low in the dirt. That pitch, 88 miles an hour, and that's really the hardest that Medina throws. Again, he's not exactly a fastball pitcher. A lot of breaking balls. He just doesn't have any hard stuff. The pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball, third baseman. Bench cuts it off. The throw to first beats Logan by two steps for the first out of the inning. Rawhide still looking for their first hit. They did have a base runner. It was Alvin Guzman who walks to lead off the inning. But on the next pitch, he was caught stealing. Julio Carrion, the first baseman, bats from the right side. It's his first game of the series. Remember, game three of a three-game series. This is our final three-game series of the season. And the pitch, low in the dirt. One oh count, one down. And the home plate umpire Littleton was just giving the catcher Perez a break. I think he just got hit in the arm there. Medina at the ready. He delivers. Breaking ball outside. Medina. 3-5 this year, 6.18 ERA. Carrion swings the next pitch. It's a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Rosario is there. The throw to first, two down. Two away, nobody on, and Johan Benitez will bat from the right side. Benitez, switch hitter. Rawhide have yet to have a ball hit to the outfield. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. 80 miles an hour. Southpaw working quickly. 0-1. Swung on and missed. This is only his fifth start of the season, but his 16th appearance. Throwing 51 innings for the Giants, and the pitch is high and out. In those 51 innings, he has struck out 44 while walking 25. 2-1 to Benitez, high and out. Hitters count for Benitez. Medina steps and delivers. Ground ball down the third base side. Third baseman Bench has it, sets his feet, and it's another 1-2-3 inning of work for Medina. Rawhide still don't have a hit. Scoreless into the bottom of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Cabrera on the mound for the second inning. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Jose Ramos. In the first, the Giants did have the bases loaded with two outs and unable to capitalize. Scoreless in the bottom of the second. The pitch, another strike on the outside corner. The pitch is high and in. Pitch misses low. Two balls and two strikes. Ramos batting 194 this season. Cabrera, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic, turned 21 in May. Here's the pitch. Deep fly ball towards left center field. The center fielder Guzman is going back, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track. Guzman had to go a long way for that one, showing off his range in center field, one down. That's the hardest hit ball by the Giants today, but Guzman makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Here's Dylan Rosario. Rosario, the second baseman today. We've also seen him at first this series. The pitch to him is bunted foul on the third base side. Cabrera, 4-6, 4.82 ERA. Pitch misses high. This is Cabrera's third professional season, second year with the Rawhide. The pitch is a ball high and in. He joined the Rawhide a little over halfway through the season. He made 14 starts last year. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. This is his 15th start this season. He's thrown 66 innings for the Hide. The pitch. There is a strike three called on the outside part of the plate. Rosario strikes out looking for the second out, and that's the first strikeout of the day for Cabrera. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. P.J. Hilson bats from the right side, infield shading to the left now. He swings the first pitch, a two-hopper to the shortstop. Luis has it. Throw to first in plenty of time, but it is dropped by Carrión. It'll be an error on the first baseman, Carrión. I mean, that was a... Doe is right. I mean, it was a ball right at his thigh, and it was just completely dropped, so...
The center fielder, Turner.
An error for Carrión. There's actually two errors up on the board now. I think I missed an error in the last inning. Give me a second and I'll go through the plays to make sure that I have it right. Hill squares to bunt, pulls back. The throw from Castillo goes to first. Now the throw goes to second and into left field. But Hilson stays. So the bunt kind of held, left Hilson out to dry. It was very late reaction of him trying to go back to first base. The throw from Castillo went to first, and then Carrión tried to throw to second because Hilson broke on the throw. And right now the athletic training staff is coming out to check on him. I think he might be bleeding a little bit from his nose, maybe just a bit of a face plant on his head first dive. And so what happened, I missed the error. They're saying that Cachel, in the first inning, he did not single. He reached on the fielder's choice, but it was an error on Fernandez. So two errors now for the Rawhide with the error on Carrión in the last at-bat. Right now there's a runner on second, and Hill is at the plate with an 0-1 count, two away. The athletic training staff is still checking in on him. I think he might have a bloody nose or a bloody lip, and they're not going to be able to allow him to play until the blood stops. And I think it has stopped. They're wiping his hands to make sure that it's all clean. So runner in scoring position. 0-1 count. Hill grounds it out to second in his first at bat. The pitch. Ground ball. Second baseman Fernandez picks it up in shallow right field. The throw to first is just in time to retire Hill to end the inning. Still scoreless as we go into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Anderson Rojas batting from the left side. He squares to bunt and fouls off the first pitch. 0-1 count. Infield shading to the right. Squares to bunt again, pulls back. It's a ball low. Third baseman bench is now going to come in on the infield grass. One-one. Slow ground ball. First baseman Cachel has it. He'll tag first for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the catcher, Kenny Castillo. He's 2-for-8 in the last 2 days.
Batting eighth, the Rawhide catcher, number 23, Kenny Castillo.
Rawhide looking for their first hit still. Medino delivers the first pitch, and it is a little low. Opponents are batting 325 against Medina this season. 1-0. Little low again, ball two. Southpaw kicks and delivers. 2-0, fouled off down the right field line towards the batting cages. This is the series finale against the Giants. 2-1 is high and out. The Giants have already guaranteed to win this three-game series. They've won the last two games. Rawhide in a three-game skid. The 3-1, a hard ground ball back up the middle. It hits off the glove of the pitcher. Ricochets all the way into right field. Kenny Castillo reaches first base in the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. Well-hit ball. First of the day brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Here's Jose Fernandez batting from the right side. He hit a home run yesterday. It was his third home run of the season. One away and a runner on first. Just the second base runner of the day for the Hyde. So Rawhide trying to prevent the sweep today. First pitch is low in the dirt, ball one. Fernandez batting 234. Infield at double play depth, and the 1-0. Missing low, ball two. And the catcher, Perez, out to have a conversation with the pitcher. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third generation farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Last time the Medina pitched, it was a start. Remember, this is only his fifth start of the season, but he did not start a game until June 17th, and since then he started every game that he's pitched. 2-0 count, runner on first. Here's the pitch to Fernandez. He tries to check his swing on a low pitch, but he goes around 2-1. So last time he pitched, it was in Fresno. Took the loss after giving up four runs off of five hits in 4 2/3 innings. He walked three while striking out seven that day. 2-1. Slow ground ball on the first base side. It's on the foul line, but it moves foul. The first baseman, Cachel, at first started coming in, trying to catch it before it moved foul, and then it started to move foul, and you could see him start to back up, wanting to see if it'll go back fair. It probably wasn't going to, but he really should have just gotten out of the way to see if it would have ended up being fair so we could have picked it up later, but it is a foul ball, two balls, two strikes. This is the second time that Medina is facing the Rawhide. The last time that the Hide saw him, it was out of the pen. 2-2, fouled off. But he threw four innings out of the pen to the Rawhide. That was back on June 10th. And he earned the win that day. Four innings, one run. It was not earned. Five hits, walked a batter, and struck out three. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Southpaw delivers. Breaking ball, swung on, ground ball through into left field. Ground ball through the 5-6 hole. Back-to-back hits for the Rawhide, and a runner is in scoring position for the first time today for the Hide. On second, Castillo. First is Fernandez, one down in a scoreless ball game. Here's Alvin Guzman, the leadoff batter. He walked in his first at-bat. Guzman was at the plate multiple times yesterday with runners in scoring position. In fact, in the fourth inning yesterday, he struck out looking with the bases loaded and two outs. Pitch to him, swung on and missed. And then in the sixth inning, he flied out to right field with two outs and runners on first and second. Seeing if he can capitalize here, 0-1 count, second time he's facing Medina. He delivers, breaking ball outside. Infield at double play depth, a little bit in, shading to the left against Guzman. Guzman looking for his first hit of the series. 1-1, swung on and missed strike two, a breaking ball that was low and out. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Guzman strikes out for the second out of the inning. That is just the second strikeout of the day for Medina. Two away, and 18-year-old Luis steps to the plate. The switch hitter struck out swinging in his first bat against Medina. He's 4-for-9 this series. The pitch to him swung on, one hopper to the third baseman. Bench has it, tags third to end the inning. We are still scoreless as we go into the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Scoreless in the bottom of the third inning, Diego Velasquez leading it off for the Giants, followed by O'Neill Perez and Andrew Cachel. Velasquez grounds it out to short in his first at bat. Cabrera back on the mound for his third inning. He's given up just one hit today, but there have been two errors by the Rawhide. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. The pitch, slow ground ball on the right side. Carrion picks it up, shuffle pass to first, and Cabrera is covering first base, gets his foot down in time for the first out of the inning. Good job by Cabrera getting over to first base. And O'Neill Perez steps to the plate.
Here's today's in and out double-double batter of the game. The Giants catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez.
Perez singled in his first at bat, and the pitch is a strike in the low outside corner. He has the only hit of the day for the Giants. Again, it's still a hit that I kind of question. The 0-1 is lined into right field. A blooper fair down the right field side. Benitez almost misses the ball as it takes a weird hop as soon as it hit the grass, but Benitez is able to pick it up and hold Perez to a single. That's the first, I want to say, true single from the Giants. And again, I'm not trying to say that the call was incorrect on Perez's first hit. It was just such a tough play for me to accept that it's a hit, because it really should have been an out, but Cabral just went too far over instead of letting Luis get the ball. But that's the second hit of the day, first true hit, if you will. And Andrew Cachel bats from the left side. He hit a ground ball to second in his first at bat. He fouls off the first pitch he sees. Oh, one count, one down. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Cachel batting 285 this season. Infield at double play depth. Cabrera, glove at the ear. And another pickoff attempt at first base as a second one in a row. Perez does have 13 stolen bases now. Probably the most for a catcher in the Cal League. Cabrera sets. And the pitch. Breaking ball. The inside part of the plate for a strike. 0-2. Last time that Cabrera pitched, he took the loss. Throwing four innings against the Storm. Five runs, seven hits, three walks. He struck out a season high of 9. The pitch, runner takes off. The pitch was high. The throw to second in time to get Perez at second base. Nice throw by Castillo. First caught stealing by the catcher. Pitch was high. One ball, two strikes. Now two away. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. 1-2-3. Inning of work for Cabrera. Second strikeout of the day for the righty, brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. We're going into the fourth, still scoreless. Both teams have two hits. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Leading off the Vitalia fourth, the third baseman number 16, Requelman Cabral.
Cabral bats from the right side to start off the fourth inning. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Cabral grounds it out to third in his first at-bat. Rawhide have had two hits today, but were scoreless. Medina delivers. The pitch is popped up out of play. First base side into the grandstands. The most that Medina has pitched in a game this season is 4 2/3 innings. Right now, he's at only 43 pitches. Cabral has to go get a new bat. Outfield shading to the right, infield to the left. There's a huge gap in left center field for Cabral. One, one. Breaking ball high and out. 2-1. The pitch is swung on and missed. Southpaw delivers. Cold strike three outside corner. Cabral strikes out looking for the first out of the fourth. Brings up Gavin Logan, the designated hitter. He's 3-for-7 this series, including the ground out to third today. Two home runs and a double. He's yet to have a single. He has three hits. One home run in each game. See if he can extend that. If he's able to do that, it'll tie most home runs in consecutive days in the Cal League this year. The pitch is low and outside, ball one. The last time that that happened was actually just last week for the Storms. Ethan Salas, he had three home runs. Actually, really, four home runs in 3 days against the Rawhide. 1-0 is a strike. Count is 1-1. He was unable to get a home run in the fourth game to get the Cal League record this season. 1-1 to Logan. Low and out, ball two. Logan started the year in Hillsboro, but at the All-Star break with all the moves, he came down to the Rawhide. 2-1. There's a strike at the knees. Two balls and two strikes. And Logan calls for time. Wind's picking up just a little bit. Clouds starting to take over the sun. There's no sunlight right now, but still a very light sky. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Medina. That is now four strikeouts in the day for him.
The first baseman, number 15, Julio Carrion.
Julio Carrion grounds it out to second in his first at-bat. He's batting from the right side with two away and nobody on. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. ...0-1 to Carrion, swung on and missed strike two. Carrion, prior to the All-Star break, was sent to Amarillo. It was for a few days just while Ryan Bliss and Jordan Lawler were a part of the future games. 0-2. Fouled off right side over the grandstands into the street, probably on Elm Ave. This is the only series the Rawhide have traveled here for San Jose. We won't be back this season. The 0-2, low in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. The only way the Rawhide would face the Giants again or come here is if the Rawhide made the playoffs. But not just that, they would have to also win the Southern Division Championship to face the Giants in the finals. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. The catcher, Perez, tags Carrion to complete the strikeout. And Medina strikes out the side here in the fourth inning. We are still scoreless, still just two hits for each team. And to the bottom of the fourth we go. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Giants and Nomar Medina hung a double.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cabrera back on the mound. He's allowed two hits today. Otremba batting from the right side, swings the first pitch, fouled off out of play, right side. Otremba has walked today. That is the only walk that Cabrera has allowed so far. 0-1, breaking ball, fouled off. Cabrera has walked one, struck out two, giving up two hits. 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Otremba strikes out on three pitches for the first out of the fourth. Third strikeout of the day for Cabrera. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Inside. 0-1 count. Low. 1-1 count. The 1-1 is swung on and missed, strike two. And the pitch misses high. Cabrera, last time that he faced the Giants, he threw six innings but took the loss. Pitch to bench, slow ground ball to the third baseman, Cabral. He picks it up but drops it in the infield grass. Would have been a tough play for him. Again, he came in on the infield grass, and he actually never had it completely in his glove. He kind of kicked it around. That will be an infield single for bench.
The shortstop, number 16,
and Cabral Ramos came in to pick it up on the second step on the infield grass. That was how slow it was hit. And he just lifted his glove too early, and he kicked it around. One down, runner on first. And batting from the right side is Jose Ramos. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Infield at double play depth. So again, this is the second time that Cabrera is facing the Giants. He faced them on June 9th and took the loss after throwing six innings, giving up six runs, four of them earned off of seven hits. The 0-1 a little out. He walked one while striking out seven. Cabrera has a fastball, sinker, slider, and a changeup. 1-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Ramos today has flied out to center field. Both teams going through their lineup just for the second time today. Bottom of the fourth inning, scoreless. 1-2, little low. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Cabrera. Two, two was fouled off. Two, two, runners off for second. The pitch is swung on, a swinging bunt on the right side. Cabrera picks it up. The throw to first is not in time. A swinging bunt single for Ramos. Runners are on first and second. With one down for Dylan Rosario.
Second baseman, number 41, Dylan Rosario.
Rosario struck out looking in his first at bat. Runner in scoring position for the Giants. Third time today they've had a runner in scoring position. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball, third base, and Cabral picks it up No throw to first. It would not have been in time, and the bases are loaded for the second time today. So, again, three of the four innings today, the Giants have had a runner in scoring position. Now two of the four, they've had bases loaded. Tyler Mark out to have another conversation with the infield. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Here's how the inning has gone so far. Otremba struck out three pitches to start off the inning, and then Justin Bench had an infield single that Cabral kicked around. Ramos, a swinging bunt single to the pitcher Cabrera, and then Rosario, another slow hit ball to the third baseman. Bases full, one down. Again, Cabrera is beating these batters. That's the toughest part about this game. Sometimes the pitcher is, you'll beat someone, but they still are able to just get enough on it where it's hit so slowly, they're able to beat it out. Here's the first pitch to Hilson. It swung on and missed. Strike one. Bases full, one away in a scoreless ball game in the fourth. And the pitch. Low in the dirt. Stopped by Castillo, 1-1. There's a strike on the inside corner. The infield is shading to the left. The only infielder on the infield grass is the first baseman, Carrion. Everyone else at kind of a shallow double play depth. I'd say about three steps behind the base path. 1-2. Cold strike three, outside corner. Hilson strikes out looking for a big out in the fourth. Two away. Top of the order, Hill at the plate. Cabrera not out of the woods yet. Hill has grounded out to second twice today. First pitch, little low, ball one. Base is still loaded in a scoreless ball game. One oh. Little low again, ball two. Two oh. Misses inside, ball three. And now Cabrera, one ball away from walking in the first run of the game. Three oh. A strike. Hitters count for Hill. Cabrera still needs to be careful. Three one. Fly ball left center field. Rojas going back. Still going back. He makes the catch over his shoulder. Cabrera jumping on the mound. A well-hit ball by Hill. Rojas able to reel it in to end the inning. The Giants strand the bases loaded for the second time today. We are still scoreless going into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5223.
Johan Benitez leading it off in the fifth inning. Swings the first pitch, ground ball through into left field. Leadoff man is on for the Rawhide.
Here's today's spear batter, left fielder Anderson.
And here comes Anderson Rojas, runner on first, nobody out. Scoreless in the fifth inning. The Giants stranded the bases full the second time today. The pitch to Rojas swung on, lined over the head of the right fielder Otremba. He's going back, makes the catch over his shoulder to rob Rojas of a base hit. Rojas, who just robbed Hill of a hit, now feeling the same emotions right there. One down.
The Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo.
And Kenny Castillo steps to the plate. Castillo had the hard line drive back up the middle. It hit off of the glove of the pitcher Medina and then ricocheted into right field. He had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. He takes a strike on the inside corner. O-1. Fouled off out of play on the first base side. Castillo is now 3-for-9 this series. O-2, hard ground ball, the shortstop, Ramos backhands it, throws to second for one, on to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play to end the fifth. We are still scoreless halfway through this ball game, and only an hour into it. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
First pitch to Diego Velasquez, misses inside, almost hits him. He's leading it off the bottom of the fifth inning. We are still scoreless here at Excite Ballpark. Cabrera on his in his fifth inning. The pitch, deep fly ball to right field. It's hooking foul, still hooking foul. Benitez gives chase, and it's into the bullpen. Velasquez just missed that one off the bat. It looked like I had a chance to get out of here, but it just kept trailing foul. And then it did not go as far as we thought, so he didn't get all of it there. There is someone warming in the pen for the Giants. The five innings that Medina has pitched today for the Giants is now a season high for him. Pitch to Velasquez, bouncing ground ball to the second baseman. Fernandez tries to pick it up on the second hop, and it tips off of his glove. Velasquez reaches on an error, third error of the day for the Rawhide. The last two games, he only had an error in each one. Here it's three. Leadoff man is on.
Here's today's in and out double-double.
Second error of the day for Fernandez, and O'Neill Perez steps to the plate. Scoreless ball game, leadoff man on. The pitch, he squares to bunt, but it's fouled behind the plate. Runner takes off the 0-1, fouled off out of play behind the grandstands on the first base side. Perez is 2-for-2 today, 5 hits up on the board for the Giants. He had a ground ball to short and also singled to right. Pickoff attempt at first base. Velasquez back safely diving. Velasquez has 13 stolen bases in 15 attempts. Still waiting on the 0-2 to Perez. 0-2. Ground ball. Shortstop. Luis backhands, throws to second, on to first. It's not in time. Nice hard throw from Fernandez. I didn't think there was any chance of getting Perez, but the hard throw made it a little bit closer than I thought it would have been. But Perez beats it out, reaches on the fielder's choice, one away, runner on first still.
First baseman, Andrew Cachel.
Andrew Cachel, that's from the left side, one away and a runner on first. And the pitch fouled off, third base side. The pickoff attempt at first almost gets by Carrion. He's able to reach over into foul territory to get the ball. Cachel's hit a ground ball to second. He's also struck out today. Cabrera nowhere near his pitch limit yet. I don't see anyone warming in the pen down the left field side. Another pickoff attempt. This one not a wide throw, but Perez is back safely diving. Perez 13 stolen bases. And with two throwovers to first, Cabrera can't do that again unless it results in an out. Perez might take a little bit of a bigger lead or take off. The pitch is a little low, 1-1 count. The most pitches that Cabrera has thrown this season is 93 in an appearance. One-one count. Runner takes off for second, breaking ball. The throw to second almost goes into center field, but it's caught by the second baseman Fernandez backing up the throw. 14 stolen bases this season for Perez. A runner is in scoring position for the Giants. The pitch missed high, so it's a 2-1 count with one away. And now this is the fourth inning out of five with the Giants having a runner in scoring position. 2-1. Ground ball slowly hit, but it goes into left field. Perez takes third. The shortstop, Luis, started cheating towards second because the runner on second, Perez, was taking a rather large lead before Cabrera threw the ball. So Luis started going towards second as if he was going to cover a pickoff attempt. But then Cabrera pitched the ball, and Cachel hit it right where Luis wasn't. Runners are on the corners. One down. Giants are threatening. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the fifth. One down. Otremba has walked and struck out today. The pitch. Tries to check his swing on a low outside pitch. They appeal down to Sabal, saying he did not go. Cabrera was named the Cal League Pitcher of the Week back in May. It was the week that he earned his first win against Rancho. Threw five scoreless innings and struck out at the time a season high of 8. 1-0. Broken bat, ground ball. Shortstop Luis has it. Flips to second, and it's safe at second base. Fernandez taken out by the slide, but the runner, Cachel, thought he was out. He started jogging off the field. Fernandez picks up the ball and touches him for the out, but a run does score. 1-0 ball game, Giants lead. We're going to go through this play again. So Otremba, broken bat, slow ground ball, hit to the left side. Shortstop Luis flipped to second. The slide from Cachel took out Fernandez, and Cachel thought he was out, so Fernandez just picked up the ball and went and tagged. And went and tagged Cachel for the second out of the inning, but again, Perez was able to score. Otremba picks up an RBI, reaches on the fielder's choice, I think. That's the official ruling. And right now there's something wrong with Cabrera's glove. I don't know if something broke or if they're saying there's something wrong with it. Well, two down, runner on first, 1-0 ball game. The Giants lead. And Justin Bench is batting from the right side. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second is not in time. Otremba picks up his 12th stolen base of the year. Another runner in scoring position. Pitch to Bench is fouled off, first third base side. Well, it took five innings, but a run finally on the board. Giants lead 1-0. Oh, 2. Grounded foul, third base side. So they're saying that Otremba did not ground into a fielder's choice, but into a force out. So he doesn't get a hit. There's not a hit on the board or anything. And he should get an RBI for it. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Bench strikes out for the final out of the inning. But the Giants pick up a run They lead 1-0 going into the sixth inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
New pitcher on the mound for the Giants is Julio Rodriguez. He's in relief for Nomar Medina. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Rodriguez, right-handed pitcher on the mound. First pitch to Fernandez. Misses low ball one. So 95-mile-an-hour pitch from Rodriguez. Rawhide hit better against righties, but it's tough because recently they've been facing Medina, who rarely throws in the 90s, and now we're facing Rodriguez, where his first pitch out of the gate, 95 miles an hour. The pitch is a little low. Ball two. Now, with that, I might refrain from shading to the left side. If I'm the Giants, the pitch is a strike. Just because if the Rawhide don't have their timing down, Rodriguez throwing that much harder, they might be late on everything. But Rawhide is a good fastball-hitting team. Medina is in line for the win. Five scoreless innings pitched. Pitch to Fernandez, swung on, fly ball towards deep right field. Otremba goes back, he spins around, makes the catch. At first he was dropping back, right shoulder going back, then had to flip around to his glove side to make the catch. Nice play by the right fielder for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Alvin Guzman. Guzman bats from the right side. So again, Medina just gave up three hits today, walked one, and struck out five. 1-0. Guzman squares to bunt, offers, but can't make contact. 0-1 count. Rodriguez is 3-3 this year. The pitch, outside, 688 ERA. It's his 27th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 34 innings of work for San Jose. One. Big swing and miss. In those 34 innings of relief, he has struck out 39 and has walked 16. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Guzman strikes out for the second out of the sixth inning. Two away, nobody on. And Yancel Luis will bat from the left side for the first time today. The switch hitter has struck out and hit a ground ball to third. Opponents are batting 269 against Rodriguez this season. Infield shifting to the right, and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Rodriguez, 23 years old, 6'3", 180 pounds. Originally from Cuba. He does have one save this season. 0-1. Swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. The second year that Rodriguez has pitched with the Giants, he was here all of last year. Started the year on opening day roster again. 0-2. Big swing and miss, strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Rodriguez. And a 1-2-3 inning of relief for the righty. The Giants still lead 1-0. Bottom half of the sixth coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Santa Clara Family Health Plan presents today's Race the Mascot.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. It is Luis Tejeda in relief for Jose Cabrera. Called to the bullpen, brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. First pitch to Ramos inside. Ball, beg your pardon, it's actually a cold strike on the inside part of the plate. Ramos 1-for-2 today, and the pitch, little low. Cabrera is in line for the loss. It's only a 1-0 ball game in the sixth inning. The one run that scored back in the fifth inning, it's unearned to Cabrera. The pitch is popped up in foul territory, shallow right field. First baseman Carrion comes over and makes the catch. One away. Dylan Rosario bats from the right side. Cabrera throwing five innings, six hits, one run. It's not earned. First pitch to Rosario. He checks his swing and fouls it off on the first base side. He walked one batter while striking out five today. And at least three of those hits were infield singles. Let me go through the book one more time to make sure. The 0-1 fouled off third base side. And actually, four of the six hits given up by Cabrera did not leave the infield. So really not a bad pitching performance at all by Cabrera. But again, kind of the theme of this season is here's the 0-2. Breaking ball misses high and in is that the Rawhide don't give run support to their starting pitchers. In particular, it's been Ricardo Yan. And don't get me wrong, there's some games where the bullpen is unable to keep the game close or the starting pitcher just doesn't have a good outing. The pitch misses outside ball two, but it feels like 50% of the time when the starting pitcher has a good outing, the offense just can't help out. Rawhide only have three hits today. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to Carrión. The first baseman has it and will tag first base himself. Two away. And in fact, the Rawhide have only had a runner in scoring position once today. And they've had a base runner in only three of the six innings.
Left fielder PJ Hilson.
PJ Hilson bats from the right side. Two away, nobody on. Luis Tejeda, right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic, on the mound. He delivers a strike to Hilson. Just handed tonight's attendance 1,514, 1514. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. Swung on, fouled off on the third base side. Tejeda, 1-4, a 6.16 ERA. 22nd appearance out of the bullpen for the Rawhide. He did not start the year on the opening day roster. And time is called by the catcher. And a pitch clock violation was actually just called. So it's a 1-2 count. That was weird. I mean, the pitch clock went down to zero, but I saw Tejeda step off. Here's the pitch. It's a fly ball into right field. Benitez is right there, and he makes the catch. I want to finish up my thought on the pitch clock. I mean, I saw Tejeda step off, then I looked at the home plate umpire to see if time was called, and I see the catcher Castillo with his hands up trying to call time. I don't know what happened, if Littleton was closing his eyes or if there's some miscommunication that I didn't understand, but Tejeda stepped off. But it is up to the umpire. They can decide that if a pitcher steps off because of the pitch clock and not because of runners, which Tejeda didn't have runners on, they can say that it's still a pitch clock violation, which probably was the case there. To that point, I don't know what the point is of a catcher being able to call for a timeout, but I digress. The Rawhide trail by one, and we're going into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
In addition to the jersey auction and other promotions, the first 1,000 fans in the gate will receive a special plaque.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Raquel and Cabral leading it off for the Rawhide. It's the top of the seventh inning. Giants lead 1-0. First pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner. It's Julio Rodriguez back on the mound for the Giants. He had a 1-2-3 inning of work in the sixth with two strikeouts. Right-handed pitcher Cabral batting from the left. 0-1. Swung on and missed. Last time that Rodriguez pitched, it was on July 8th against Fresno. He was not part of the decision. Threw two innings of relief, giving up two runs off of three hits. Hit two batters while striking out two. 0-2 is swung on and missed strike three. Cabral strikes out for the first out of the seventh inning. That is three consecutive strikeouts for Rodriguez. One away, nobody on for Gavin Logan, who's 0-2 today. Again, Rawhide only have three hits. One off the bat of Benitez, another by Castillo, and the other by Fernandez. Logan is 3-for-8 this series. Infield shading to the right. And the pitch. Inside, ball one. One oh, outside ball two. Infield shading slightly to the right against the designated hitter. Logan takes a strike. Rodriguez faced the Rawhide twice in June. He threw a total of four scoreless innings against the Rawhide. 2-1, fouled off out of play. And a lefty is up and warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It looks like Brock Jones warming. So Rodriguez threw two scoreless innings, one in the 6th, one in the 9th of June. Both times, no hits, no runs. Walked a batter each time. In the first game, struck out three. And in the second game, he struck out five. 2-2. Outside ball three. The catcher, Perez, thought it would have been called strike three, but home plate umpire Littleton says it's a full count with one away and nobody on. Rawhide trailing 1-0 in the 7th. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball fouled off on the first base side behind the plate. Logan stays alive. 2-2. And the catcher, Perez, seems to have some dust in his eye or something. And Perez says he's fine now. All right, three balls, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. It's inside ball four. Logan draws a one-out walk. Runner on first with one down for Julio Carrion. Rawhide trail by one. Take a look. The California League scores today. Modesto leads Rancho 8-2 in the 6th. Stockton leads Inland 2-1 in the 2nd. And Fresno defeated Lake Elsinore 8-4. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. We are just an hour and a half into this ball game, top of the 7th. Carrion looking for his first hit of the day. Logan not a threat to steal. The pitch is very outside, ball one. Carrion has grounded out to second, and he has struck out today. One, one. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 81 mile an hour pitch. Big gap in left center field. The center fielder, Hill, is to the right of the batter's eye in right center. 1-2. Another breaking ball fouled off, first base side. Carrion's batting 264 this year. Here's the 1-2. Very outside and in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Two, two. Low ball three. A lot of breaking balls towards the outside part of the plate from Rodriguez to Carrion. Last pitch was 83 miles an hour. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Three balls, two strikes, one down, and a runner on first. Logan takes off. The pitch is swung on and missed. The throw to second in the dirt. Logan out at second base. A strike him out, throw him out. To end the inning. Rawhide trail by one. It is stretch time at Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
It is the bottom of the seventh inning. The Giants lead 1-0. And Hugh Fisher is the new pitcher on the mound. One of the newest additions to the Rawhide staff. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Fisher, a southpaw. Product out of Vanderbilt. It's not his first time at the Rawhide, though, the 0-1. Another strike at the knees. Count is now 0-2. He was actually with the Rawhide in the 2021 season towards the end of the year. And this year, he started the year in Hillsboro, moved up to Amarillo, and all of a sudden he was placed on the development list. 0-2 is outside ball one. Usually when a guy is placed on the development list, it's they're dealing with something mentally. Maybe they're changing up their mechanics a little bit, or they're switching positions. Sometimes that happens too. Here's the 1-2. It is a little outside. Ball two. Fisher thought it was strike three. But the thing is, Fisher's mechanics look exactly the same to me. Nothing different from what we saw in 2021, except that he cut off all his hair. 2-2. Swung on. It's fouled off Hill's front foot. So, again, from my understanding, I think Fisher just was struggling on the mound, and sometimes they just try to get you a little bit of a break. I don't think there's anything mechanically wrong with him. But if there's anyone that's able to kind of help him through that rough patch, it's our pitching coach, Tyler Mark. The 2-2 misses low and in ball three. T-Mark was with the Rawhide in 2019 as a player, and he started off the year in Double-A and was put on the development list after he was hit in the head in a line drive by Guerrero Jr. Here's a 3-2. It swung on and missed strike three. Hill strikes out the first out of the seventh inning. A strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. And so after T-Mark was hit in the head, he was on the injured list, obviously. I think he had a concussion. And then they sent him to Arizona because he just wasn't able to throw strikes afterwards. I think something was up mentally with him afterwards. I mean, let's be honest, you get hit in the head, it's probably traumatic, naturally. One down, nobody on, and Velasquez bats from the right side. The pitch is swung on. A flare into shallow right field. Benitez comes in, but it drops in front of him. Off the end of the bat, single for Velasquez. One out, single. O'Neill Perez will now come to the plate. So we'll see how long Fisher is here. Of course, he has the stuff to be able to be in Double-A right now. Hopefully, he'll only be with us for a week or two. He was pretty dominant with the Rawhide in 21, if I remember. The pitch is a cold strike. Velasquez started taking off for second, then stopped. The catcher, Castillo, popped out of his squat thinking that it was going to be, that he was going to try to throw down to second, but then he dropped the ball. So I believe it'll be a pass ball, but that might have actually been a called ball, not a strike. I thought it was. Oh, it was low. And it actually looked like it might have hit the dirt. We'll see if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. I think it could honestly go either way. I think I'd prefer to see it as a pass ball. The 1-0 grounded into left field. Cabral couldn't get his glove on it. Runners on the corners. I thought that was a playable ball for Cabral. It just, the hop didn't come high like he thought it was, and it went underneath his glove. It's going to be a hit, though, as it should be ruled. I just think that Cabral could have made a play on that. Runners on the corners. And they are giving it a wild pitch on Fisher. I understand why it hit the dirt. I just think that Castillo really should have been able to stop that ball. The pitch is swung on and missed strike one by Cachel. But, again, kind of the rule of thumb is if it hits the dirt, it's going to be a wild pitch. Southpaw delivers. Runner takes off for second. The fake throw to second. Castillo then throws to third for the out. He called him out, right? And, yes, okay. Velasquez finally trotting off the field. He took a really long time to get off, to get up from the bag, and I did not see either umpire make a call. But he is officially out. I'm sorry about that, but that's what happens, and there's only two umpires, and my vision's going to third, and then in my peripheral is the umpire, and I didn't see him make a call. There are two outs. 0-1 count. The pitch misses low. Perez does steal second. Cachel's at the plate. He is 1-for-3 today. Runner takes off for third. The throw from Castillo almost into left field, but Cabral able to get it. It is a stolen base for Perez. He has 3 today and 15 this season. Runner on third, 2 outs, a 2-0 count. And the pitch is swung on, grounded foul. And it's now a full count, 2 down. Fisher delivers, a 3-2 is low, ball 4. Cachel draws a walk. Runners are on the corners with 2 down. Fisher, tall left-handed pitcher, 6'6", 210 pounds. He turned 24 this year. Pitched in the 10th round of 2021. He made his professional debut with the Rawhide in 2021. Last year spent all season in Hillsboro. And again, he started in Hillsboro, only made 5 appearances there, moved up to Amarillo, 9 appearances before he was on the development list. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 1 by Tanner Otremba. 2 away, runners on the corners in the bottom of the 7th inning. Giants lead by 1 and the pitch. Line towards right field, Benitez takes 1 step back. He has the ball to end the inning. Fisher able to get out of it. Rawhide still trail by 1. 8th inning coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Tyler Vogel, the third pitcher on the mound today for the Giants. It is the 8th inning. The Rawhide trail 1-0, only 3 hits today. They have not had a base hit since the 5th inning. Johan Benitez is at the plate. In fact, he was the last player to have a hit for the Rawhide. Vogel, right-handed pitcher, he delivers ball 1 high. He's in relief for Julio Rodriguez. Call to the pen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 1-0. Foul tipped into the glove. Rodriguez threw another 2 scoreless innings. Third time this season that he's thrown 2 scoreless innings against the Hyde. He did walk 1 while striking out 4. No hits allowed. 1-1 is low. Only the third time through the lineup for the Rawhide. Meanwhile, the Giants are now halfway through their 4th time. through the lineup. Two balls and a strike. The pitch to Benitez. Swung on and missed, a breaking ball at 80 miles an hour. With two strikes, the third baseman bench moves back. It is a massive shift to the right in the infield. Of course, you have to have two infielders on each side of second base, but you still can have some pretty big shifts. Minor league level. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Benitez strikes out. The first out of the inning. One away. Nobody on as Anderson Rojas steps to the plate.
Left fielder Anderson Rojas.
Tyler Vogel. 4-5 this season. A 5.24 ERA. Pitch to Rojas. Misses outside. The right-handed pitcher is in his 26th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 34 innings for the Giants. 1-0. Swung on, a foul ball, first base side. In those 34 innings, he has struck out 41 and walked 22. Same thing against Rojas, a shift to the right side. Third baseman benches in. Outfield shifting to the left. 1-1, popped up, third base side, foul territory. Third baseman bench is calling for it, and he makes the catch, straddling the foul line. This heels on the outfield grass for the second out of the inning. Two away, and Kenny Castillo, the catcher, steps to the plate. He has singled up the middle and also grounds it into a 6-4-3 double play. Opponents this year are batting 192 against Vogel. Pitch to Castillo. Fouled off first base side. Is off the end of the bat. Vogel, originally from Florida, went to Jacksonville for college. The pitch is swung on and missed. He was drafted by the San Francisco Giants in the 12th round last year. On the opening day roster with San Jose. Just one appearance against the Rawhide. The 0-2 swung on. Slow ground ball up the middle. The shortstop and second baseman, neither one of them able to get there. I thought maybe either one of them had a chance, but I think they were kind of nervous of running into each other, and it was just out of reach. It wasn't clear which one should have made the play. But I think if one of them bailed off, the other would have been able to make it. Probably could have been the shortstop, Ramos. But Castillo has his second hit of the day. He's the only Rawhide player with two hits. Four hits on the day for the Rawhide. There are two outs and a runner on first. Fernandez at the plate. Here's the pitch. A strike on the outside corner. Fernandez hit the ball well today. He's singled into left, then flat out to right field, but it was a nice catch by the right fielder Otremba. A really well-hit ball into deep right field. Otremba right now is in shallow right. The pitch is low. Ball one. If Fernandez hits the ball just like he did last time, it might be a wall ball double. Although Otremba has shown that he has quite a bit of range in the outfield. Again, this is just the second time that Vogel is facing the Rawhide. He faced them on June 8th. Throwing an inning of relief. The pitch, a hard ground ball through into left field. Diving is the shortstop, Ramos. He can't make the play. Back-to-back singles for the Rawhide. Runners on first and second. Two outs, and here's Alvin Guzman still looking for his first hit of the series. He has struck out twice today, and he's also walked. In the one inning against the Rawhide, he gave up just a hit. No runs, no walks, striking out a batter. The catcher, Perez, out to have a conversation with Vogel. The Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the Mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm-fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Located here in downtown Visalia, for more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. All right, we are ready for Guzman, batting from the right side. Center fielder batting with runners in scoring position for the second time today. Third time in as many games the pitch misses low. Low and outside. He gets by the catcher, Perez. Both runners advance. Runners are on second and third. 2-0 count, two away. And now the go-ahead run is in scoring position for Guzman and the Rawhide. And Fernandez is fast. He might be able to score on a base hit. Right now the center fielder, Hill, is playing very deep in center field. Otremba is still shallow. Left fielder Hilson is playing straight up. There's a strike. Low, ball three. Hitters count for Guzman, 3-1 count. The pitch is popped up, first base side, but it reaches the grandstands. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Guzman knew it. He strikes out looking. The Rawhide strand two runners in scoring position in the top of the eighth inning, and they still trail 1-0. We're going into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alfred Murillo, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher in relief for Fisher. The first pitch to Justin Bench is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Castillo. Murillo in relief for Fisher. Another call to the bullpen brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. The pitch is fouled off directly into the netting behind the plate. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Murillo. Fisher threw a scoreless inning. Did give up two hits, walked one, struck out a batter. 0-2, misses low. Jose Cabrera still in line for the loss. He gave up the one run, but again, it's not earned because of the error that happened back in the fifth inning. Three errors on the day for the Rawhide. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball two. Mario, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. Infield shading to the left. 2-2 is low, ball three. Swing and a miss, strike three. Bench strikes out for the first out of the eighth inning. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Jose Ramos comes to the plate batting from the right side. He's flied out to center. The swinging bunt single, and he's also popped out in foul territory to first base. The pitch is high and in, ball one. Murillo, 3-2 this year, a 3.64 ERA. It's his 26th appearance out of the pen. 1-0, fouled off out of play, first base side. Murillo has thrown 30 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 34, walking 24. We're now 2 hours into this ball game. The 1-1 comes in, and it hits Ramos, it looks like. And no, he was able to get out of the way, apparently. I thought it hit him, but he spun out of the way, and the ball ended up hitting Castillo's glove. That's why it ricocheted off. It should be a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. It's inside ball three. So 3-1, a hitter's count. And the pitch. A strike at the knees, full count. Payoff pitch. Murillo delivers. It's a high fly ball right side, but hooking foul and out of play towards the bullpen. Murillo, 21 years old, will turn 22 in November this year. 6'3", 195 pounds. He was with the Rawhide last year for a portion of the season. He came in June. Payoff pitch. Fouled off out of play. Last time Murillo pitched, it was against Lake Elsinore on July 7th. He threw two innings, giving up a run off a hit. Also hit a batter while walking two. The 3-2. Cold strike three, outside corner. Ramos disagree, but he's walking towards the dugout. He started walking towards first, then had to change his direction to the first base dugout. Back-to-back Ks for Murillo.
Second baseman, Dylan Rosario.
That is strikeout number 8 of the day for the Rawhide pitching staff. Dylan Rosario batting from the right side, 2 down. He swings the first pitch, and it's fouled off behind the plate. This is the third time that Murillo is facing the Giants. He's thrown an inning and two-thirds against them, giving up a hit or run, but it's not earned. He's hit a batter, walked a batter, and he has struck out four prior to today's game. The pitch misses high. A ball and a strike. Rosario has an infield single in the fourth. He's also struck out and grounds it out to first. 1-0. Swing and a miss, strike two, 87 mile an hour pitch. 1-2. A flare into shallow center field. Rojas, no. Beg your pardon, Fernandez, the second baseman, able to make the play. Fernandez makes the catch to end the inning. Rahai need to score one to extend this ball game. 1-0 the score as we go into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Yeah, to Louise.
Last chance for the Rawhide, top of the ninth inning. The only trail by one. Yancel Luis squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a strike. Breaking ball thrown by Tyler Vogel. Oh, 1. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. Oh, 2. Deep fly ball to center field. Hill goes back. He makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Unless the Rawhide are able to score here, this will be the seventh time that they are shut out this year. And if the Giants are able to hold on, this will be the first time that a starter has a win this season. The Giants have been using a lot of piggybackers this year, so not a lot of them going the five innings that are needed to be able to pick up a win. The pitch to Cabral is fouled off. 0-1 count. Oh, 1. Misses outside. One. Fouled off out of play, third base side. Cabral 0-for-3 today with 2 strikeouts. Vogel in his second inning of work. He did give up 2 singles. 1-2. Low in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. After today's game, the Rawhide will have a day off tomorrow before they have a 6-game homestand against the Inland Empire 66ers. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off out of play. Third base side. Two. Low in the dirt, ball 3. Full count for the third baseman, Cabral. Cabral has been the third baseman for every game this series. We have seen him work in at first base as well, but he definitely looks more comfortable at third. Time is called by Cabral. Vogel still getting the sign. He now agrees. Payoff pitch. Inside and low, ball four. Cabral draws a one-out walk, and the tying run comes aboard for Gavin Logan, the designated hitter. He's been quiet today. He grounds it out to third, struck out, and he's walked. But he has two home runs in as many games. He had a home run on Friday and one yesterday. With a swing of the bat, he could give the Rawhide the lead. Remember, the Rawhide not only trying to prevent the shutout, but prevent a sweep here. First pitch, misses low and in, ball one. Cabral, a large lead at first. 1-0. Hard ground ball through into left center field. Cabral rounds second. He's going to head for third. The center fielder, Hill, throws to second to hold Logan at first, and we have runners on the corners with one down in a one-run game top of the ninth. Julio Carrion stepping to the plate. Carrion 0 for 3. He's grounded out to second, and he has struck out today, but they are going to, I believe, pinch run for Logan. Or, yeah, they're going to have Donier Sanabria come and pinch run for him. So here's Donier Sanabria, first time he's entered the game this series. Sanabria's kind of been the designated pinch runner this year.
Attention, please, for Vicelia at first base running for Gavin Logan. Number 9, Donier Sanabria.
Runners in the corner is one down. Runner on third, Cabral, represents the tying run on first. Sanabria, the go-ahead run. The pitch is low. It gets by the catcher. Cabral's going to score, and we have a tied ball game in the ninth inning. Rawhide prevent a shutout, and we are tied up in the ninth. Now a runner in scoring position, 1-0 count, tied ball game. Sanabria, the runner on second. There is someone warming in the pen now for the Rawhide. 1-0, low in the dirt, nice stop by Perez there. Infield shading to the left. Well, Cabrera no longer in line for the loss, which is great for him because, remember, he threw 5 innings, 6 hits, 1 walk, struck out 5. The run that did score was unearned because of the third error of the day for the Rawhide. 2-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. One down. Right fielder Otremba is shallow still. The rest of the outfield shading slightly to the left. 2-1. Slow ground ball, third base side. The third baseman bench picks it up. The throw to first is high and goes behind the first baseman. Sanabria scores and the Rawhide lead 2-1. Carrion cruises to second. We'll see how they rule that. I assume it'll be a throwing error on bench. And yes, it is an error. I'm going to make sure exactly we know what the ruling is. But what's most important here, the Rawhide lead 2-1. Sanabria scores. Rawhide lead for the first time today. Runner in scoring position is Carrion. Rawhide could use an insurance run. Benitez is at the plate. And the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. And it is officially a two-base error. E5 on Justin Bench. It will not be an RBI for Carrion. Benitez squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side as the pitcher Vogel has to pick it up. No throw. Runners are on the corners with one down. Wheels falling off for the Giants. This usually happens to the Rawhide, not for the Rawhide. And now the pitching coach for the Giants, Dan Runsler, is going to come have a conversation. Let's go through this inning. Yansel Luis flied out to center field to start off the inning. Raquelman Cabral walked. Gavin Logan singled into center field, into left center. Cabral went from first to third on that. That was when Sanabria pinch ran in the here in the ninth inning. Runners in the corners, one down. A wild pitch thrown by Vogel tied up the ball game. Cabral scored. Sanabria moved to second. And then a ground ball, a slow ground ball to the third baseman Bench. He threw it over the head of the first baseman. Carrion reached and Sanabria scored. That's how the Rawhide lead 2-1. First pitch swinging is Rojas. It lines foul into the Giants bullpen on the right field side. And Benitez just had a bunt single to put the runners on the corners again with one away. Carrion's on third. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. 0-2 count. Rojas today has popped out to first, flied out to right, and also has popped out to third base. Rawhide lead for the first time today. The pitch is swung on, a deep fly ball to center field. Hill goes back. It'll be deep enough for Carrion to score on the sacrifice fly out. Hill makes the catch. Carrion crosses the plate. 3-1, the Rawhide lead in the ninth. Runner on first is still Benitez as Kenny Castillo, the catcher, steps to the plate.
The catcher, Kenny Castillo.
First pitch, popped up first base side. It's going to stay on the field. The first baseman, Cajal, in foul territory. He's able to make the catch. He falls to the ground, almost underran it, but able to make the catch and held on to the ball as he collapsed to the ground for the final out of the inning. But the Rawhide score three runs, 3-1 ball game. Rawhide lead. Three outs away from their first win of the series. Alfred Murillo will be back on the mound. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine.
Tide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Alfred Murillo on the mound. First pitch swinging, P.J. Hilson. Cabral fields it on two hops. The throw to first in time. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. First time this series that we're playing the bottom of the ninth.
Center fielder
Turner Hill comes to the plate with one away, nobody on. Rawhide lead by 2-3-1 ball game. First pitch. Misses a little high and outside. Murillo in his second inning of work. He's the only pitcher out of the pen today to throw more than an inning. 1-0. Strike on the inside corner. One. Fouled off. The Giants have already won this series with winning the first two games, but the Rawhide trying to prevent a sweep if they are swept. It is the third time this year. First time by the Giants. The 1-2 fouled off. The other two sweeps have been by Lake Elsinore. One a three-game series, the other a six-game. One ball, two strikes, one down, beg your pardon. 1-2, high and out, 2-2. Infield shading to the right. Hill has hit two ground balls to second, and he's flied out to left. He's also struck out. 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Two outs now here in the ninth inning, and last chance for the Giants, Diego Velasquez. Giants trail by two. Velasquez did hit a home run yesterday. It was a two-run blast in the eighth inning to give the Giants a two-run lead. It was his sixth home run of the year. He's batting .301 this season. The only player with a batting average this year at the Giants is O'Neill Perez. Two down in the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 count, two down, and Velasquez calls for time. Murillo trying to close it out here. If that's the case, Murillo will be the winning pitcher today, and Tyler Vogel will take the loss. Will also take the blown save. 0-1 misses very outside. One. Outside ball two. Two, one. Outside. Hitters count for Velasquez. He does have a hit today. He's also reached on an error by the second baseman, Fernandez. He's grounded out to first. And he's grounded out to short. 3-1 for Murillo. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Full count. The Giants down to their final strike. Payoff pitch. Fly ball. Deep right center field, Benitez makes a diving attempt. He can't get to it, rolls all the way to the wall. Guzman picks it up, Velasquez heads for third, puts on the brakes, goes back to second. And he's back in time safely. Giants stay alive in the bottom of the ninth inning. They still trail by two. And the potential tying run comes to the plate in O'Neill Perez. Perez has three hits today. He's also hit a ground ball to short. Of nine of the hits, he has a third of them today. He's also stolen three bases, had a great day. Runner in scoring position, two away. There's a quick discussion between Sabal and Littleton. I don't know what it was about. Two down. Runner on second and the pitch to Perez. It is a strike on the outside corner. Line down the right field side, hooking, but it's a fair ball. Velasquez will score. Benitez bobbles it in right field. It goes all the way into the corner. Perez, he's heading for third. The throw from Fernandez is not in time. A triple for O'Neill Perez, and it's a one-run game with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Andrew Cachel due up. Perez represents the tying run.
First baseman, Andrew
Cachel. Here's Tyler Mark. He'll come have a conversation with Murillo, the Sean team. A full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Tying run just 90 feet away. And we know that Perez has some speed. Castillo needs to keep the ball right around home plate. Otherwise, Perez might try to score on a wild pitch or pass ball. Cachel batting from the left side. He's hit a ground ball to second. He struck out single to left. And he has walked today. Rawhide still just need one out. The Giants need to score the run on third. First pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Oh, one count. Murillo delivers. A strike on the outside corner, and the Giants are down to their final strike again. 0-2 count. O-2, very outside, ball one. That was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Murillo. One, two. Just a little out. Two balls, two strikes, close pitch to take. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rawhide lead by one, tying run on third. The pitch to Cachel. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Rawhide hold on to win the final game of the series. Alfred Murillo strikes out Cachel to end the game. Rawhide defeat the Giants 3-2 for game 3 of the series. And for whatever reason, one of the coaches from the Giants is out yelling at the Rawhide. I don't know why.
Fans, here are the final totals on tonight's game.
I mean, I saw Perez go and kind of say something to Murillo. It kind of looked like they were like high-fiving each other, though, as if they were friends. But maybe they were saying something not okay. I don't know. It didn't look rude. But for whatever reason, Runciler is having quite a few words towards the umpire. I don't know. When we come back, we will go through this ball game for you. But Runciler's still pretty PO'd right now. All right, Rawhide hold on to win 3-2. When we come back, it'll be the postgame show. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rawhide hold on to win 3-2 for the final game of the series. They prevent the shutout, prevent the sweep. Final score, 3-2 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Per usual, the Rawhides not make it easy on themselves. In fact, there's a scoreless ball game through the fifth inning. Jose Cabrera threw five innings for the Rawhide at the time, four scoreless innings, giving up six hits. The one run that scored, it was because of an error by the second baseman, Fernandez. The run that did score was unearned to Cabrera. It was 1-0 going into the ninth inning. Looked like Cabrera was going to take the loss after only allowing one run, which was unearned. Well, the Rawhide finally scored a run in the ninth inning. With one out, Cabral walked. Logan hit a single into left center field, allowing Cabral to move to third. Runners on the corners, one down. A wild pitch scored Cabral, and the pinch runner Sanabria moved up to second. That tied up the ball game. Then Carrion hit a slow ground ball to the third baseman, Bench. Bench overthrew the ball to first, allowing Sanabria to score from second, and the Rawhide took the lead 2-1. And then a bunt single by Benitez extended the inning, moving Carrion to third. And that was when Anderson Rojas hit a sacrifice fly out to deep center field, driving in the third run of the game for the Rawhide. And they needed that third run because the Giants answered back in the ninth inning. Murillo on the mound. He got two outs to start off the ninth inning, and then Velasquez, a wall ball double into right center field, extended the game. O'Neill Perez drove him in with a bases clearing triple down the right field line. 3-2 ball game with two outs, but Andrew Cachel struck out to end the inning. The Rawhide held on to defeat the Giants 3-2. They do still lose the series. They're now 2-9 this season in series with three split series. Rawhide finally snapped their three-game losing streak, and they'll enjoy the off day tomorrow before hosting the Inland Empire 66ers for a six-game series. Alfred Murillo, the winning pitcher, he's 4-2 this year. The losing pitcher, Tyler Vogel, he pitched the eighth and the ninth, and he falls to 4-6 on the season. Expected pitcher tomorrow for the Tuesday for the Rawhide is Jacob Steinmetz, and expected pitcher for the 66ers is Joel Hurtado. First pitch will be at 7 o'clock from Valley Strong Ballpark. We'll be live at 6:55. You can watch on Valley Live and MILB TV. You can also listen live on the First Pitch app and at rawhidebaseball.com. If you're looking for tickets, we have $2 tickets to the CSDA Pasture every Tuesday. Just go to rawhidebaseball.com to purchase. One final time, the Rawhide take down the Giants 3-2. The Rawhide, 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. The Giants, 2 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today and for joining us for this 3-game series from San Jose. Signing off from Excite Ballpark, I'm Jill Guerin. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.